Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that the meeting kind of gave people another opportunity to kind of express themselves and sort of speak to some of the frustrations that people are feeling and the questions and confusion that people are having about processes like the Josiah Lawson case and the Equity Arcata and the leaving of the police chief and all that. I don't know if people really got the answers that they were looking for. I know that there was a real frustration about who was in the room, specifically that upper level administrators from Humboldt State weren't really involved in that process, which is probably something that really contributed to them not getting the answers that they need. So I would say going forward, I think it would be really helpful to be really diligent about who's in the room answering those questions and being really clear about who we need to ask the questions to, because I feel like there's a lot of questions about, well, what about Arcata Police Department? And you have Chief Peterson of UPD say, well, that's APD, and I can't really speak to what they do. You know, talking about, well, what about this other city council member? And then you have the mayor saying, like, well, that's them, and I can't really speak for the entire council and that kind of thing. So being really clear about who these people are in the room and knowing how they're related to these issues, but also knowing whether or not they're the right person that we can ask or whether or not they can give us the answers that we want. So.
Definitely.
Well, I left because if you came into this meeting as a first-timer, never heard anything else about it, you would think everybody is doing their best to be transparent. Karen Diemer was taking notes to see how the community felt, and it all sounded real pretty. But since we've been here for over a year, it was just kind of a waste of time. But maybe because the pastor is new to this and he would like people to go at it in a different way. But to me, it was a waste of time.
Hmm. What do you think could be done to make the forum better for next time?
Get something done. Get Maggie Fleming to press charges against the person, against Kyle. Let's just say it. Get it done. Be transparent. Don't just talk about, we're going to be transparent. Actually be transparent.
Right.
Get an arrest. Get him in jail. Get them all in jail. And somebody's going to talk.
Right. No.
That's what I think could be done.
Definitely.
Meeting after meeting, month after month is not productive.
The next one.
So I feel I've been coming to safety forums for, I don't know, 3 to 4 months now. I even got involved into the safety media and equity group. And so I just feel like there's too many meetings going on. Like, we're talking about the same thing, like the same conversations from that first safety meeting that I went to at HSU to other ones at HSU. They all have been at HSU and to this one. And so, yeah, I just feel like there needs to be more action and demonstrate to us, the people that feel unsafe in this community and feel like they don't belong, to make us feel more welcome. So as our representatives, as our deputies, to demonstrate to us that they're here and they're here to serve us, and those to serve those who have been calling for help, in a say. What else did I want to say? Oh, I wanted to say that the sheriff, this is what really got to me, because how can I say it? Because he's been saying in a lot of meetings and closed meetings that are not really like to the public, where the public is invited, meetings that are closed, that I need help, I need people to help me, like, I don't know, like acting. And I think he is a vice president of the NACP.
Yeah.
I thought that was that, as being in that role and like being in the NACCP and I think like he would take the initiative to talk to his deputies, because obviously his role has changed as being in the sheriff. It's more like office worker and stuff like that. So the ones who are out there, they're the ones that need help, and those are the ones that need to come to these meetings, and they're the ones that need to hear the people of color and hear them out and say who they are, and not just Arcata, Eureka. Mm-hmm. And like I've been this whole week I was at Eureka a lot, and I started to get to know the community from Eureka and how they portray Arcata, and just that mixture of history of between like even communities that are not together and stuff like that. So like the whole county is like corrupt pretty much because sorry, I said it out like that, but pretty much there everybody's like working together, all sheriffs and the police and the UPD. There's just like a lot of sketchy loopholes. You mentioned it earlier up there about how you felt, and I totally agree with a lot what you said, because I have definitely been here, and the more I'm here and the more I'm involved and the more I'm trying to get to know the community and the people that are representing the community, there's a lot of like sketch or mysteries about like why is this happening, why is that happening. And so yeah, and like when I became homeless, that's how I started to look into like why was I homeless and like why is this, all of this happening. So I started to discover like shitty stuff that are happening to us, and we're the ones getting affected, the people that are coming, the students that are getting recruited, and it needs to stop. That's how I feel. And having these meetings and these talks is not gonna stop what's going on. So it's not gonna solve the underlying solution and the systematic solution of this problem. So there has to be a broader, like there has to be a bigger army to stop this, kind of, pretty much. Yeah.